Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Francavilla Show. I'm your host, Dr. Carolyn Francavilla, board-certified family physician and diplomate of the American Board of Obesity Medicine. I've been helping patients lose weight to treat and prevent medical problems for the last 10 years, and I'm taking what I've learned from them to you. In this podcast, you will learn the science behind why you struggle with your weight and what to do about it, tips for common challenges, work to fight bias about what a healthy weight really is, and improve your relationship with food and your body. Please remember that while I'm a doctor, I'm not your doctor. This podcast is meant to be informational in nature only, not medical advice. Please seek out care from your physician for your specific needs. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dr. Francavilla Show. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you the top three tips that I have been sharing with my patients on a regular basis. So three tips that I don't think you have heard from me before and that I have found myself saying on a really regular basis lately. So you get to hear what the patients who come to see me in clinic say. So I have a new mic today. We'll see how that goes. If you're watching me on YouTube instead of listening just on the podcast, you'll see I actually have like the fancy setup where the mic is like on the screen in front of me instead of being propped up on the box it came in like my old mic was. So super excited about the new mic. And if you have not checked out the website, the Dr. Francavilla Show, you can get on our email list there. That way you make sure you get a reminder every week about what this week's episode is about and you can read the highlights. Or go listen to the whole episode. And you can also find my mini weight care guide on that website as well, the Dr. Francavilla Show. And if you want to contact me for a question, maybe you want me to answer on the podcast or to connect with me, that is also a place to do it. So check out the website, thedrfrancavillashow.com, if you haven't been there. All right. So let's get started with my three most popular tips that I am sharing all the time right now. So the first tip is one that we call the 80-20 rule. And I have been sharing this with patients a lot, and most of them had never heard of it. This is a rule about how to eat, a mindset for how to eat and stick with your plan that I have found is really popular in the CrossFit and paleo world, and apparently has not been widespread because a lot of my patients had not heard of this concept. And so what the 80-20 rule says is that 80% of the time you stick to your plan and 20% of the time you don't stick as strictly to your plan. So this is a good way of thinking about nutrition, about sticking to your plan, people who have a plan, right? If you have a specific way you're eating, whether it's paleo or Mediterranean or plant-based or low carb or whatever it may be, or if you are working on generally healthy eating habits, so just trying to work on balanced healthy eating, and maybe you are taking one of the medications that helps you eat smaller portion sizes. And for some people, even though we always recommend balanced diet, for some people on the medications, it's easier to just eat less balanced food because now you don't eat very much of it. And so you're still losing weight, even though maybe your nutrition isn't as balanced. So kind of regardless of what your plan is, whether you have a specific way of eating, plant-based, paleo, low carb, whatever, or whether you're using a medication and you haven't quite dialed in exactly what your nutrition looks like yet, this mindset can be really helpful. And so the 80-20 mindset, again, is that 80% of the time you stick to your plan and 20% of the time you don't stress as much about it. So what does this look like? Well, if we assume you're eating 3 meals a day, 7 days a week, that means you have 21 meals you're eating over the course of the week. So if we are doing that 80% trying to stick right to our plan and 20% not stressing about what we eat, then you're going to have 4 out of your 21 meals a week that you don't necessarily stick to as strictly. So for most people, that feels like enough flexibility that they can be on their plan and still live their life. So what does this look like in real life? So let's say you are doing a paleo diet, for example, meaning that you are eating mostly unprocessed foods, you are eating meats of different types, seafood of different type, vegetables, fruits, nuts, and you are avoiding processed foods, you are avoiding grains, and you kind of have your meal plan for the week. Maybe you've listened to my meal prep podcast and you're really dialed in there. Maybe you're following a specific nutrition book and you know what you're going to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner most days, or what you're going to try to stick to. But then the opportunity comes to go to brunch with your friends or family on the weekend, or it's a birthday celebration at work, or you're going on a special date and you just want to enjoy dinner. Then what you do for one of a few of those meals a week is you just don't stress about the nutrition plan. And so it may be that your plant-based diet or your paleo diet or your low-carb diet or whatever is working really well for you. This gives you that flexibility of like, well, how often can I kind of go off plan and still be on plan enough? So this is a nice mindset for people who are not using a super strict diet to lose weight, but are trying to have an intentional way of eating. And that intentional way of eating might just be that I eat a balanced meal, right? I have veggies with each meal. I eat a healthy protein and I watch my carbohydrates and have moderate amount of fat, which is the most common way of eating that we get to with most of my patients. So it may just be that you're trying to eat generally healthy and that you give yourself this option a few times a week to not worry about it. And so what does that look like? So maybe that looks like you go to dinner and every other night this week you have had vegetables with your dinner, but you go to your favorite Italian restaurant and you decide to get pasta and there's not a veggie in sight and you eat a reasonable amount of the pasta, you feel full and you move on. And you don't take the leftovers home and you don't go crazy. Maybe you're not eating all the bread that came with it. Maybe you're not getting an appetizer and you're not getting dessert. So you're eating a moderate portion of something that is not part of your plan. And then you just move on. And so that way of thinking about things can make people feel a little less crazy about sticking to a plan, a little less limited, a little bit less restricted, and can be a really great mindset. So again, whether you are trying to lose weight or maintain weight with a specific diet, or whether you're using a medication plus eating, this is helpful. And so a lot of times I've been recommending this for my patients who are taking a medication because they are able to change how they eat on that medication and they're trying to navigate what that looks like. They're not having as many cravings. They're more full and more satisfied from what they eat. And so now they're trying to navigate, well, how often can I, you know, eat something that's not necessarily for nutrition so much as it is just for fun and for enjoyment? And so that mindset can be really helpful of 80-20. 80% of the time or more, you're allowed to do more than 80% of the time for sure. You can be 100% some weeks, but 80% of the time, I'm going to try to stick to my plan. And, you know, if I 20% of the time have a moderate amount of something that is off plan, it's probably going to be okay. So it's important to realize that this 80-20 mindset is not saying like go crazy with your 20%, right? It's just saying if you go to brunch and you don't feel like getting the egg white omelet with veggies and instead you would like to have a piece of French toast, have the piece of French toast and move on with your life. It doesn't mean that you're getting three mimosas and you're eating a thing of French toast and the fried potatoes and you're, you know, getting some sort of dessert or something, right? It just means you're having a moderate portion of a food that is not as strictly on whatever plan or intention you have towards eating. So if you feel too restricted by what you're doing or feel a little lost with how often can you deviate from what you're doing, maybe that mindset will help you. That 80-20, if you're someone who likes numbers, then that gives you a direction. And you may decide that you need to be 90-10 right now if you are in a phase where you're really trying to make specific changes. And that's fine too. But give yourself some leeway and see how that feels, because sometimes that feels like less pressure than trying to be perfect all the time, which is unrealistic and unsustainable for pretty much everyone. Okay, so that was tip number one that, again, I've been sharing with a lot of my patients lately, the 80-20 rule. Okay, tip number two, actually, I didn't realize what a great segue it was from tip number one, but it's actually a pretty great segue. And it is giving yourself permission. So this means giving yourself permission to have the food that is not on your plan, the less healthy food, the junk food, the dessert, the treat, the indulgence, the whatever it may be. And that does not mean you're always going to eat it. that just means you've given yourself permission, because a lot of people will find that when they tell themselves, no, 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 you can't have that. You can't have that. It's bad for you. It's off plan. You shouldn't have it. And they're trying to keep telling themselves that, that their brain sort of rebels, and then they just crave it more and they want it more. They end up eating a bunch of stuff that was, you know, maybe ended up being just as many calories or just as off plan as the thing that they wanted in the first place. Or they get so frustrated by restricting for so long. Oh, I can't have anything. I can never have chocolate. I can never have a cookie. I can never have cake. I can never have French fries. That all of a sudden they're just done. And now they have no intention towards their nutrition. They're not planning anything. And they're back to maybe where they used to be, or just really not eating a healthy, balanced diet. And so this mindset of giving yourself permission is to let go of that restriction, that weight on your shoulder, that constant feeling like you can't do something, and to kind of give yourself this kindness and give yourself this autonomy that you get to make the choice. So what does this look like? So you give yourself permission, but then you have to decide if you really want that food. So it takes a little bit of taking a pause and really connecting with what makes sense for you and your body. So let's say you're at work and someone brings a treat. Maybe this happens at your office. It's happened more and more to mine over time. And maybe all of a sudden, delicious cookies have appeared on the counter, or someone is bringing you a fancy latte, or there's leftover pizza, or whatever. There's some food, and your brain sees it and says, man, that pizza looks really good. Okay, this is where you say, you have permission to eat pizza. You're a grown adult. One slice of pizza isn't going to kill you. Two slices of pizza isn't going to kill you. In fact, eating the whole pizza isn't going to kill you. Eating a whole pizza every day, maybe not good for your health, right? So you give yourself permission. You say, yes, I can have the pizza. Yes, I can have the cookie. Yes, I can have the sweet latte. Okay, I can have the thing. And then you have to take a pause and say, do I want that food? And you may be like, this is so dumb. Of course I want it. It's pizza. It's delicious. You got to go a little deeper than that. Okay. So you say, do I want this pizza? And there's a couple levels to that, right? Am I hungry right now? Like, do I need to eat anyways? And is the pizza the thing that's going to serve me best right now? No, you know what? I have that, you know, leftover in the fridge. I have the salad with the chicken on it that I planned that actually is pretty good. It's not as good as pizza, but it's pretty good. And, you know, I'm planning on going to the gym after work. So I'm not going to feel that great. If I have pizza, I may not be able to do the workout. I may not even go if I'm feeling all crummy from eating pizza or eating a cookie. Or, you know, I just had pizza yesterday. So maybe I actually don't need pizza today. So you get to have this little inner dialogue with yourself. It's different than maybe the inner dialogue you've been having for years, which is no, don't have it. Don't have it. That's bad. What's wrong with you? You can't have it. You should have more self-control. Pizza's not good for you. I'm frustrated someone brought it, blah, blah, blah. This whole negative dialogue, right? You are like, you can have the pizza. And then you take that pause. Do I want it? Does it make sense for me? Maybe it's your very favorite pizza and you haven't had it in years. You're like, oh my gosh, you brought my favorite pizza all the way from Crested Butte, Colorado. How did you do that? I don't know. It's a miracle. Of course I'm going to have that because it's delicious. It's good. And I want it, right? But maybe again, you're like, eh, it's just pizza. It's not even that good. Like I could get that anytime I want. It's not really that special. I'm not that hungry right now. I have another option to eat. I know I'm going out to dinner tomorrow night and I'd rather have the fancy pizza at the dinner I'm going to tomorrow. Like, eh, no, I'm going to pass on the pizza. But it comes from a different place. It comes from you choosing not to have that piece of pizza because right now it's not really what you want. It's not the best pizza in the world. And you know you can get it at any time and that you've had other options. They maybe had pizza before, you'll have it again. And letting go of sort of this blame and judgment and no, no, no. Okay, so that's what that looks like. Again, same thing. You can replace pizza with anything. Not saying you should never eat pizza, right? But you probably don't want to eat pizza every single day if you're trying to focus on your health and your weight, right? So maybe it's a cookie, right? Same mindset. It's just a chocolate chip cookie. Like it's not even my favorite brand. I have better ones at home. I prefer homemade ones. I'm not that hungry. I am hungry, but I have a protein bar in my bag I'm going to have instead. just giving yourself permission and then having a little discussion with yourself about, does having that food make sense for you right now? Do you really want it? Does it make sense enough for you to go off your intention or your plan for the day and have it? Okay. And then also that level of like, is this going to serve your body, right? Like, if I have that pizza, am I going to go into a brain fog and not be able to finish my work day? Am I not going to be able to go do a workout later today? Am I going to get reflux? Like, these are all things that might happen to some people when they eat pizza or an unexpected chocolate chip cookie. And then, like, you know, you're like, my body just doesn't really need that right now. No, I'm going to stick with my plan. Okay. So tip number two is, instead of telling yourself no, 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 give yourself permission to have the food and then just have a little discussion with yourself about if it makes sense. All right. Tip number three that I talk about all the time with my patients and when I do a nutrition review is often something that we will tweak is to stop fighting hunger. And this is coming from that same place of restriction, telling yourself no, 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 trying to get through with willpower. So what this looks like is maybe there's a certain time of the day that you always find yourself eating unexpectedly, snacking, eating off of your plan, eating chips, eating crackers, eating jelly beans, eating whatever you find. And you're like frustrated with yourself because you're like, why does this keep happening? I eat a healthy lunch. I eat a healthy dinner. But like in between those two times, I am just eating a bunch of stuff. What is going on? So what usually I'll see here is, you know, let's say someone eats their healthy balanced breakfast and 4 hours later they eat lunch and they have maybe kind of a light lunch. They have a salad or some leftovers or a sandwich. And then they don't get home from work and through with that routine and have dinner on the table till like 7 or 8. And so there's been this long period between lunch and dinner and they're hungry and they're tired and they have decision fatigue from working all day and their household has a lot of energy because maybe there's things they need to do there, pets to take care of, kids to take care of, work that doesn't feel done. And they're hungry and they're tired and they end up eating whatever they see, which might be chips that are on the counter, cookies that are on the counter, a bunch of snacks, snacking while they're making dinner and or just overeating when it comes to dinner time because they're so hungry that they don't eat a normal dinner portion. They eat a lot more. Maybe they continue eating after dinner. And what happens when we review this information is we say, well, what if you ate sooner than that so that you weren't at a 9 or 10 out of 10 on the hunger scale when it was time to eat? You were at this comfortable 5, 6, I could eat, I don't need to eat for a while sort of place. And so you can just make dinner, get your dinner, and stick to your intentions as opposed to feeling out of control at that time. So if that's the time when someone's struggling, we'll say, well, instead of, you know, just trying to muscle through, power through and going from lunch to dinner without eating, let's have a snack in there. Let's have a balanced snack. When are we going to do that? Maybe it's at the end of your work day. Maybe it is while you're driving home from work. Maybe it's the second you get in your house, but that tends to not go well. So usually we like to eat before the work day is done, sort of part of your end of the day thing or driving home. And what's it going to be? Is it going to be like a protein bar or shake, something easy? Is it going to be like a string cheese? Is it going to be like a little balanced break bowl where you got the cheese and the dried fruit and some nuts? Is it going to be a packet of nuts? Is it going to be half a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Like, what is it going to be that's a little bit balanced, has some protein, maybe some fat, maybe a little bit of carbs that is going to make it so you are not that 9 or 10 out of 10 hunger and then you overeat or start eating snacks that you just can't stop your fulsome eating because you're really hungry and hungry is a real physiologic thing that we are designed to deal with. So that is a common thing is like you're fighting this hunger, you're fighting this hunger, and then you finally eat something and you eat too much. So if you find yourself doing that consistently at a certain time of day, like before dinner or in the middle of the day or late at night, that is a sign that you need to eat a small balanced meal or snack sooner rather than later. Another time of day this happens is after dinner. And again, this can be that hunger deficit from earlier in the day. You haven't been eating balanced meals throughout the day. You got too hungry. Maybe you went too light on dinner. And every night before bed, you are hungry and you have to eat something and it doesn't end up being something that's a good fit. Well, let's plan for that. Let's make sure you have a bigger, more satisfying dinner. Let's make sure you have a planned snack at night. A lot of people will tell you not to snack at night. And if you don't need to eat at night, if you're eating for emotional reasons or eating for other reasons, boredom, stress relief, like let's work on that. And I think that's actually my second podcast. It's definitely one of my first where I talk about nighttime eating. think it's the second one. So that's a great one to check out. But if you're just legitimately hungry and you're like, look, I've always had something at this time and I fight it and I end up eating just a bunch of things that are not part of my plan, let's just plan for it, right? Why don't you just plan on having a Greek yogurt, you know, late at night? Why don't you plan on having an acai bowl? Why don't you plan on having a handful of nuts? Why don't you plan on having an apple and peanut butter? Plan something intentional, balanced, so that you don't end up eating a bunch of potato chips, a bunch of chocolate, a bunch of ice cream, a bunch of whatever, because you're hungry and you don't have a plan and you always tell yourself, oh, I can have willpower. I can just fight it off. I can just not do this. Let's operate within reality. If you are always hungry at that time, you either need to eat more the meal before, or you just need to plan a healthy, balanced snack. And when in doubt, a protein bar or a protein shake is a great, healthy, balanced snack that often will satisfy people, okay? So that is this idea to stop fighting your hunger. Figure out where you need to tweak eating a healthy snack. Is it earlier in the day? Is it before that hunger sets on, so that you don't feel that out of control, loss of control around eating? Okay, so those are my top three tips that I have been offering to patients very frequently lately. And to review, we have that 80-20 rule, which is to say, you know, trying to stick to your nutrition plan 80% of the time and 20% of the time, not stressing about it and just moving on with your life, having a moderate portion, giving yourself permission. That was tip two. And that just says, tell yourself you can have the food. Then you just have to have that little bit of a discussion with yourself. Do you want it? Do you need it? Does it make sense for you right now? So that may be a mindset that's helpful for you. And then the third one, which is again, to stop fighting that hunger. If you are always hungry at a certain time of day, then maybe you're just actually hungry and you need to eat something earlier, tweak the meal that you had before to make it more balanced, have a snack sooner rather than later, so you don't end up in that over hungry place where you're eating too much. Okay, so your homework today is to see if any of these strategies feel like they could fit for you, and then try doing them for the next week. Try that idea of giving yourself permission instead of focusing on restriction. Figure out when is that time that you're always overeating and do you need to tweak something before or after it? And if you're struggling with that, talk to a obesity physician or talk to a dietitian or a nutritionist who might be able to see things from an outside perspective and help you figure out how to tweak your nutrition to make it work for you. And again, loosening up that restrictive mentality and maybe trying that 80-20 rule and see if that feels more comfortable and leads to more balanced eating for you. All right, until next week, take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Francavilla Show, where we learn about all things related to weight and health. If you love this podcast, make sure to leave those 5-star reviews and share this podcast with a friend or loved one. If you have a topic about weight and health you want me to tackle, head over to the website, thedrfrancavillashow.com, to submit your question. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss next week's episode. Take care.